Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today I want to share with us on the grace of adaptability. Adaptability is just accepting to rule no matter what. Accepting to rule no matter what. You know, God wants us to have adaptability in our lives.
Now, when you go upon here, say, you bet to me, and you shall swaddle and one shall be full from our Yabrabum.
This is a grace to rule over something that you cannot change for now.
And then I say, we bet to me, what dear, won't to me, Sisano, Sisiara.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there are things in our lives and in society that will not change for now.
And you may be where you are, but you bum any baby are you wanna? You to me, Susan is here.
No matter how you cry out to God for about them, they will not change.
And for who is so be so actually when you may and you're the best son.
But God is going to give you the grace of adaptability.
Hallelujah.
To accept, to rule it no matter what.
Now when you be ma waduma, ube to me diatina sati bianuma, ube di sata sati biano so emfamo sediete.
Because sometimes in life we are not ready to rule because we think that some conditions are not ripe for us to accept to be in charge. So when God is offering you something, you say that, well, I am going to take it on condition that this and this and this and that prevails.
And it is on your mama will be out to make a chon yami say. May China consist as San Yoma with Sadia with Sadia way, a bet to turn a quemo answer, Majisadia not too.
But many times in life, we are not going to have it this way.
Nansua Brabua Yabo, and yet then you know, Benyanesa.
That is why you must accept to rule every situation that comes your way, no matter what.
And what in our would you to Musa? And for what to be a biana woom, one he near at Tibiani, there will be dinner wedding, you may be so and for Sanya at it.
You know, some people will only commit to the church on condition that this is there, I am giving this, I am listening to this happens, and all that.
Now, Ayana, Yaya Jin say about Sumo Yamia. I'm not sorry fear. I was saying you may be sissy one man son. And I knew maybe did that one son. Yan soon I was saying yeah, yeah.
Some people feel like before I can get committed to my father or to my parents or my mother, she has to recognize this and that and that and that. If those conditions are not there, we are not ready to accept to be in charge.
Now yeah, do you say?
Some people are not ready to rule in their society and in their nation because some conditions do not exist over there. They say, before I can get committed and take charge and take responsibility, then they must recognize me this way. Then the nation must be like that. Then black people must be like that. Then white people must be like that. They set their own conditions And once those conditions are not there, they are not ready to adapt. They are not ready to accept, to rule what is undesirable and what to them is bad.
Na ebinum ayese kosi se bibima benya adwene adwene se kosi se me man no enioma bi betoto toto se no ahenia na wo nyame de ma o se diso empo wo tibia wo mu no wo se wonye esan se enioma bi a wo wiase anwo ho ne eni ho.
This grace of adaptability implies that you will stop complaining about your imperfect body.
Na we ede che se wo be jasa wo kasakasa afa woni pedu enioma a eto chima wo.
And stop complaining about your imperfect nation. Imperfect economy. Imperfect church. Imperfect pastors. Yes.
So far,
imperfect fellows. Stop complaining about it and rule over the situation. Because when you keep complaining about your imperfect body, and your imperfect society, then you are not ruling as a king. Because I haven't seen any king who is always complaining.
Eh?
A king, instead of ruling, you are always murmuring and complaining. That is what many believers are doing. All around in our churches and in our nation and in Africa. Because they lack the grace of adaptability. The more you complain about where you are, the more you empower that situation to rule over you. It does not mean that bad things are not going on. But you must be careful the way that you talk about it. Because you can talk about it in such a manner that you begin to compromise also. On the other hand, you can talk about it in a manner that you start to rule over it. The grace for adaptability, where we have a perfect treasure, but bad environment around the treasure, it demands that we have a grace that enables us to rule so that the glory will go to God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because God wants to bring glory into our lives.
And
the glory of God is His kingdom. It is God's rule. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When man was in glory in the first kingdom era, man was ruling. When man fell short of the glory of God, man fell short of rulership ability. So the grace for adaptability is the grace that will bring the glory of God or the rule of God into our lives. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage us that let us stop pointing fingers and blaming people. Don't even point finger at yourself and blame yourself. What you have to do is to correct issues and not blame and not point accusing fingers, because there are too many people who are overwhelmed by the corruption and by the evil and the bad things in our society. But what attitude should you have? Look at the book of Luke chapter 18. And we'll read from verse 1. Then he spoke a parable to them that men ought always to pray and not to lose heart. Please underline lose heart. Jesus says that always you should not lose heart. Because all things are really for your sake. You need to change the way you are looking at it. Verse 2, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Can you imagine somebody you don't fear God? And you don't have regard and respect for human beings. You can imagine how such a person is. And you can imagine how it is to live with somebody like that as a judge or a king.
Now
Jesus is teaching a very important lesson. He says that no matter how the people around you and your container is depraved, he says that don't lose heart. And he is giving a story to illustrate the need for you to not to lose heart when the people around you and the society around you is just bad, gone.
That
there was a city and a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, underlying widow. To be a widow in Israel at the time meant that there was nobody who could help you. There was no relative who could help you. Because according to the law of Moses, when a man dies, the brothers can marry the woman. If nobody marries the woman, it means that the brothers are not, there are no brothers, there are no relatives. So she remains a widow for life.
Now I say, well, Israel, man, when you say, Ukunu Wujawa, I was a Ukunu Abusuan, and I knew you had been a warrior. So when you be an Obian warrior, then I'm not Unquana on them.
So such was the situation of this woman. Jesus is trying to paint a very bad picture. So that we will know that no matter what happens to us around our city and on the continent of Africa, we must not lose heart. Now this widow came to the judge or the king saying, get justice for me from my adversaries. In other words, this widow could not help herself. She could not change the situation that she found herself in. It's as if she has prayed and the thing is still remaining the same. Verse 4. And the judge would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her. Lest by her continual coming, she weary me. So this judge has not changed. His heart is still bad. He still does not respect man. It is because of selfish reason that he said, I'm going to help the woman. Because when I switch on my phone, this woman's text messages are always coming. So she says, I'm going to do something. I came to tell somebody over here that no matter the situation you find yourself in, God is going to do something about your situation.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And do you know the people God is going to use? He is going to use the same selfish, wicked people. He is going to use the same corrupt environment.
He
is going to use the same situation that you see as bad. But he's going to use it to enhance the blessing which is in your heart. He's going to use it to answer that prayer of yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So look at verse 6. Then Jesus said, share what the unjust judge said. Jesus says that, go over what that judge said to the woman. That although I don't respect men, I don't fear God, yet because this woman is disturbing me, I'm going to do it. Jesus says, I hear it. Jesus is teaching us not to lose heart in spite of the imperfections around us. He is teaching us to adapt to the situation in order to rule over it.
Now,
let's finish the reading, verse 7. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry day and night to him? Though he bear long with them. Please underline, though he bear long with them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. God is going to answer your prayer quickly.
Hallelujah.
God is going to cause your vision to come to pass quickly.
I receive it. But
he answers a question. Nevertheless. Says, I'm going to do it quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man shall come, will he find faith on the earth? In other words, God says that I have plans to do it quickly for you. Whatever thing that you feel cheated out of, Whatever thing that you know that is for you, but which you are not enjoying now. Whatever promise of God that has not come to pass. He says that I'm going to do it speedily for you. But when I come, will I find you in faith? Or because you have such a wicked, godless, inhuman, greedy, depraved human beings around, you are not going to be in faith.
Now, what says, Tibia Womono, and Crawford, who am what dear? One way and the breath for, no one way to my different, and not so. Would they free Gideonumana?
Listen to me very carefully.
See me.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't give away your life to a president somewhere. I refuse to give my life to the economy of Ghana.
Me my
I refuse to let Ghana determine whether I'm happy or not happy, whether I will fulfill God's assignment on my life or not. Because many people, their national leaders are the people living their lives for them. They talk about all the bad things happening in Africa. And they give their joy to somebody. For the person to determine whether they will be happy or not. That will not happen. Because ladies and gentlemen, there are many situations that you will have practically in your life where you cry out to God about your national leaders, about Africa, about whatever thing or whatever container, this body is disturbing me, this society is disturbing me, and all that, but God doesn't do anything about it.
Now, what say?
Because there is something about God. If you have missed all that I've said, listen to this one.
There
is something about God that looks like a contradiction. Because he says that he bears long with them. You see, if there is somebody who is wicked, doesn't fear God, doesn't respect human beings, treats human beings by hand, I mean, he's corrupt, he's greedy, I mean, he doesn't care about anybody and all that. If there is anybody like that, God there, he is very patient towards that person.
Those
people, God gives them more rope, and you see them more in power, and you see them more doing the thing, continuing. It's as if God is not answering your prayer. But the Bible says that God bears long with them, but for you, God answers you speedily. Isn't that contradictory? Because this church is not really changing. Yet, in the midst of it, in the midst of the corrupt people, you want to answer my prayer speedily when I have faith. Wow.
Now, would you show? More greed, you see that the greedy, whoever.
They are more greediness.
Now, what say one? No, no. The person me come in ano. What if class one? I do class six. That's a noye thing.
And you cry out to God, and you see that in this city, pa, on this continent of Africa, pa, is these bad people who are still, they are not dying. They are still there. The Bible says that God's patience is rather supposed to lead them to repent. God is giving them a chance to repent. But if they are not repenting, God is still patient with them. But you are in it. And you have to enjoy your heritage. What you are due as a king in this life. How is that possible? God says that is where you need the grace of adaptability. Where you accept the situation in order to rule over it.
Na sa nipa no bi asawo hene no anasa pani no ogusola ye timoden sam ogusola disika ogusola senioma na sompa ya obegbo so nyame kunu ana yini fi ho onyame ma bebe na no nkata won tumi kasa onyame fi u esa so wa se o ma na dom ne ya kase wa sa nipa no so ama wanya adin sakra ene to bebo mpa ya bia wanyame wontie ono nyame no so se wa de mpa e bo so ntemtem ɛno ti ne wasa wo ya ne sɛ wo gye saa tibia na wo wɔ mu ne tum na wo di hini wɔ so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, accept it. Look, accept it. If you don't accept it, you will become disinterested in your container. You will become disinterested in Africa because you are praying, but still these people are still wreaking havoc with the lives of Africans and in the economies of Africa. What should we do? We should still believe God in the midst of it, that He is going to use those same conditions to make you enjoy your inheritance, to make you rule as a king.
Ne womu se empire ya bo nya go kill am onyame wante esa so onyame woni sentintra na ne onyame hwe fi wo ho se wo gidi nia ne se ubeko sora ji onyame di se sati bia na aseni nyina ye womnu onyame befa sati bia na so asesa esa so ubenye gidi wo nyankopon ni mu se ono onyame betumi asesa sati bia na ma.
That is why I'm saying to you this year that God is going to bring extraordinary promotions into your life.
Hallelujah, I receive it. And not in America, chira wa fimu se. Onyame de kan ko sunku bi e ba wa brabo.
No matter the wicked boss that you have.
Ah. Fa wo wo boss trim odin for se de ote.
No matter the wicked husband that you have.
Fa wo ekunu trim odin ni a wo wo.
No matter the wicked people around you who are not supporting your cause but are frustrating your work.
Na emfa wo krofo e ben wo a wo mo mo adwuma men koso na wo mo se wo.
I came to tell you, don't lose heart.
Me ko be culture se mama wo wiram po.
Don't lose heart in the nation.
Oh mama wo wiram po wo man mu.
Don't lose heart on the continent.
E bi bi man mu so mama wo wiram po.
Still believe God.
Koso la ji wi nyami ni di.
I said still believe God.
Koso la ji wi nyami ni di.
Because there are some situations that God doesn't change it. And you wonder, God, why didn't you stop the storm?
The
storm that is disturbing us on the sea of life, on this continent. Why don't you say, peace be still? Do you know what happened? Peter walked, he was sinking. Jesus Christ helped him not to sink. And the Bible says that when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. I don't understand that.
Now I say, Petro waka asche Yesu se wa ma wananti epunusu bi no Petro kwa no sha ase se wa okofom na ho no tiam se Kristo jeme na wa je no ma no su fi epunum atu ehianu pe Bible se e wa na asrochi no mem onti ase.
I don't understand, because I think when they were walking back into the boat, that was when the wind should have stopped.
Na me de na ma dwen ya me se emra wo so ni mu na no ne ne nanti akwa ekuru onum no anka sabre ne na wo se emframa na kofom.
There are many preaching that misses this part. But Jesus Christ held his hand and he said, Peter, the storms are there, but I want to teach you a lesson that you need to adapt and you need to believe me still, that in spite of the storms, nothing will stop you
Hallelujah.
From getting
Hallelujah.
To your destination.
Hallelujah.
Rather, when
Hallelujah.
They got into the boat,
Hallelujah.
That's why we don't need the wind. It could have blown. After all, I'm in the boat.
But when they rather got into the boat, the wind ceased. Unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
I came to encourage us this morning. That lift up your faith. Let your faith be the kingdom one. Kingdom faith is strengthened by rather adverse circumstances. Decay. Rot. It rather acts like fertilizer. And although there are rot around, you see the thing growing rather.
Fertilizer. And no man is saying a few point and no bones and no man ahead.
This year I came to tell you that great things are going to happen to your life.
I receive it.
Because the kingdom of heaven is going to see a kingdom faith.
Hallelujah.
In the midst of a city whose judge and whose king doesn't fear God and doesn't respect man, yes, sir, Jesus says that I will come to the city. But when I come, will you still be believing me? Will you dare to believe in spite of the bad circumstance
now, say,
of your leaders? Can you still believe God?
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.